Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Senate Democrats say they've reached a deal to extend weekly federal unemployment benefits through September 6th. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the agreement is part of a push to pass the latest round of coronavirus aid before current unemployment payments run out on March 14th.
Senate Democrats hope to vote this weekend on a final version of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The latest changes to the unemployment portion of that legislation came after West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin objected to a plan to extend the payments until the end of September. He also objected to a plan to make the first $10,200 of unemployment received in 2020 tax-free. Democrats agreed to limit that benefit to households earning $150,000 or less. The bulk of the aid package, including funding for schools, vaccines, and new tax benefits for parents, is unchanged from the version that passed the House. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden supports the compromise. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
New York lawmakers voted today to curb Governor Andrew Cuomo's power to issue new emergency orders during the pandemic. But Democrats who control the legislature let Cuomo keep the powers already in place. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Governor Cuomo faces one scandal over alleged sexual harassment and a separate scandal stemming from claims his office misrepresented the true extent of pandemic deaths in New York nursing homes. Republican lawmakers and some Democrats wanted to revoke all of Cuomo's emergency powers over things like school reopening, mask wearing, and restaurant capacity. But Democratic Assemblywoman Deborah Glick said that would leave New Yorkers without clear leadership.
To immediately eliminate the governor's powers creates chaos.
Cuomo has seen his approval ratings plunge in recent weeks. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Arizona is lifting capacity restrictions at gyms, restaurants, and other businesses, which were imposed to curb the spread of COVID-19. The state health director, Dr. Kara Crist, says the governor's office believes this won't mean a spike in coronavirus cases and will likely be permanent.
I don't know that we would replace the capacity issues back on if we started to see a spike, because I think the other thing that we have going on at the same time is we will continue to see an accelerated administration of vaccine.
Social distancing and mask requirements will remain in place. California announced today it's also lifting some COVID-19 restrictions. Fans will be allowed to attend outdoor sporting events and entertainment venues such as theme parks. This will take effect on April 1st, the opening day for baseball. This is NPR News. American Airlines said today one of its Boeing 737 MAX jets encountered an engine problem on a flight from Miami to Newark, New Jersey. The plane landed safely in Newark after the pilot shut down the engine. Officials say it appears the problem was with an engine oil pressure or volume indicator and was not related to the problems that caused two fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019. The European Union and the U.S. have agreed to temporarily suspend tariffs in the 17-year dispute over subsidies to airplane manufacturers. Terry Schultz reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced the suspension of billions of dollars in trade penalties after a phone call with President Biden. She says all tariffs imposed as a result of the ongoing battle over government subsidies granted to airplane manufacturers will be dropped for an initial period of 4 months. This will affect $7.5 billion worth of goods headed into the U.S., including aircraft, cheese, and wine, and $4 billion worth of American items headed to Europe, such as tractors, vodka, and tobacco. In the long-running dispute, European governments have been found to be illegally underwriting Airbus, and the U.S., the same for Boeing. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Pope Francis is visiting Iraq, the first pope to do so. He says his main purpose is to encourage that country's dwindling Christian population. Iraq has deployed thousands of security personnel to protect him during the visit, which comes after several rocket and suicide bomb attacks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.